Good morning. If you ever go into the restaurant business, don't invite me to your restaurant. Seems like every time I get to really like a restaurant, it closes. Most of the restaurants I remember are all gone now. One that those of you who are old enough and were in Baltimore, have been in Baltimore long enough, will probably remember was Jimmy Woo's. It was a Chinese restaurant on Charles Street around 25th. It was before the days when Baltimore had Mandarin restaurants and Cantonese restaurants and Sichuan restaurants and Hunan restaurants. There were just Chinese restaurants. And most of them were no more than chow mein and chop suey joints. But Jimmy Woo's was a real restaurant. He had quite a menu. It's there where I learned about things like Mugu Gai Pan and Warshu Op and things like that. Wasn't fancy. Four mica tables over which they throw a tablecloth at night. But it was good food, and it was cheap, which made it very appealing to the younger crowd, and a great place to go after a dance. Dance breaks up at 1, and 5 or 6 couples would show up together at Jimmy Woo's. The sort of place where the waiter would come with a handful of silverware, toss it on the table, and say, pass it around. It was good food that we could afford, so we ate there a lot. And he had all kinds of funny sayings at the bottom of the menu, most of them in sort of a phony Chinese dialect that would probably be considered offensive today, but in the 50s it worked. And one of them that I thought was just wonderful, opposite pages of the menu, bottom of the first page, it said, food not good? No tell others. They no help. Tell Mr. Wu. He fix. On the opposite page, it said, food good? No tell Mr. Wu. He know. Tell others. It worked. Worked for him. He had a very successful Chinese restaurant for a number of years till he retired. Like most restaurants, when the kids take over, it goes downhill and closes in 5 years. But I learned from him. About 10 years later, I'm a newly ordained priest at Blessed Sacrament in Northeast Baltimore. And I had a couple of parishioners who were seriously concerned. They were getting the royal runaround about the grant that they were supposed to be getting to help with their developmentally disabled daughter. And they said, is there anything you can do to move the bureaucracy? I said, no, I don't think so. But I think I know who can. The late, not late, but retired Senator Paul Sarbanes was then a freshman congressman, been in Congress about 5 months. And I said, he's new, he wants to make a name for himself, he wants to help, call him up, see what he can do. Sure enough, he put somebody on it in about 2 weeks, it was all settled. So they came to me overjoyed. Thanks for the tip, that was a great idea, it worked. We'd like to invite him and his wife and you over for dinner Sunday night. Thank you. I said, no, 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 don't do that. Why not? He's in the middle of a session. He's busier than a one-armed paper hanger. If he can get a Sunday afternoon free, he'd much rather spend it quietly at home with his family, but he'd feel obliged to come. Don't do that to him. Wait 15 months. 15 months from now, invite him over. Not for dinner, for 5 of us, but for punch and cookies, and invite everybody in the whole neighborhood. Why then? Why that way? Think about it. 15 months from now is the middle of his first re-election campaign. Most people have never met a United States congressman, much less met one who's done something for somebody who lived on their block. That's the kind of things he can understand, inviting men. And they did. And Senator Sarbanes and I had a good working relationship for a number of years on that kind of basis. So, food good? No tell, Mr. Wu. Tell others. Somebody does something for you, tell everybody who lives on your block. That's the point I want to make about this morning's gospel. God heals you. Don't tell God. God knows what God did. Tell the world. Don't wait to be healed of leprosy. Don't wait for a major miracle. They're relatively rare. That's how they can get somebody canonized. You know, if they happened every day, they wouldn't canonize people for it. But God is not relatively rare. And God's healing action is not relatively rare. It's just a little more obscure than curing 10 people of leprosy while they walk down the road. Look for it in your own life. When did you feel that more that had been laid on your shoulders than you could carry? And you went to God and you talked it over. And you didn't feel any better about it, but you were able to do it. God healed you. Tell the world. When were you deluded by American consumerism, chasing after the almighty dollar and finding that your closets were getting fuller and fuller and your life emptier and emptier? And when did the gospel begin to make sense for you and help you liberate from that? God healed you. Don't tell God. Tell the world. Yeah, they came back and thanked. This guy came back and thanked Jesus. He fell at his feet and thanked him. It's a perfectly natural thing to do. And we should do that in our prayers. We should thank God. But this isn't the only or even the first part. He returned glorifying God in a loud voice. Tell others. You had a problem. Didn't know what to do. Didn't know whether to go this way or that. And you sat down and read the gospel and thought about it. You stayed a little bit after church, talked to God about it. You sat with a friend, Christian judgment you know is pretty sound, talked it through. And slowly the answer became clear. Or at least clear enough to act on. Nothing I don't think this life is ever really clear, but clear enough to act on. God healed you. Don't tell God. Tell the world. There's all kinds of ills in our lives. God is constantly stretching out the hand of mercy to heal us. First, be aware of that healing. And then proclaim it. Have you ever been really hurt to the point where the anger had already cooled and now it was just bitterness and the bitterness was poisoning your life and God helped you see that and set it down and walk away from it and not look back, or at least not too much? God healed you. Don't tell God. Tell the world. There's just example after example after example, not of dramatic things like the cure of leprosy, but of little everyday things where God is constantly reaching out to us, where God is constantly healing us, where God is constantly using us as agents of God's own healing for each other. Experience it. Recognize it. Yeah, thank God for it. But that's not the important part. No, tell Mr. Wolf. He know. Tell others. Don't tell God. God knows. Tell the world. Tell the world what God has done for you. Tell the world the ways God is healing you. Tell the world who God is and what God, who God can be for them as well. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.